Tarea 3.
Zero.
Belfast is a city of stories, and particularly at the end of the 1960s, it went through an incredible, tumultuous phase in its history. Very dramatic, sometimes very violent, and I and my family were part of that. And it was always, for me, a story of our time in that city that would come to the surface when thinking about writing something about Ireland, that period in Belfast.
One.
There was always a story about the point in anybody's life, male or female, where there is a sort of crossover into the world of adulthood, where innocence is lost and where new responsibilities, sometimes new worries, are found. And that moment, capturing that moment of crossover, which is, in this case, in Belfast in 1969, was slightly accelerated by the events around us all. In Belfast, there's a very recognizable, intimate, small family group in a threatened, stressful situation with some big life choices. You know, not epic in the grand sense of some sort of historical biopic, but in the lives of the people involved, enormous decisions, titanic, you know, decisions for the families. And people recognized that, I think. There was some sort of connection to the basic sort of family dynamics that were at play. But there was an immense sense of gratitude that we could tell any kind of story. The story is told through the eyes of a 9-10-year-old boy. And this is a 9-10-year-old boy who already was watching a lot of television and a lot of films and starting to filter experience through other imaginative encounters with stories.
Two.
I've been very pleased that lots of people who are in it and people who've seen it since we've been working on it have talked about a sense of authenticity in the way people talk. So I think that center of it, I think, is something that is very literal and accurate. You know, the language of the time, the way people behaved in terms of their leisure time, the extended family sing songs, people out in the parks, you know, the sense that the whole sort of street sort of played and worked together. There are good and bad things about that. Sometimes people knew way too much about what was going on to be comfortable at all times. But if it takes a village to raise a child, this was a great sort of advert for it. So that side of it is all accurate.
Three.
Jude Hill does an excellent job in the film, and who we seem to find at a moment where his talent was ready to both blossom at the same time as Jude himself was in the best possible way, ordinarily enjoying himself as a 10-year-old boy. So football for him in the film and on the streets was as important and enjoyable as making the movie. We wanted that. We didn't want somebody who was suddenly decided they were a big movie star. But he, at the same time, he was very serious, very prepared, very open, very flexible. Somehow you need this curious combination. Could you just be yourself? And also, could you make all these tiny adjustments I'm asking you to do that, you know, might be difficult for an actor with many decades of experience? And in the process of him doing the latter, you don't want to change him from the beautiful original. He's, as always, those who surround him, families, and in this case, colleagues on the film, become critical. They're critical influences, and in this case, they were so wise and compassionate. And he himself is you know, old, kind of older than his years, a quality that is great for the part. And he turned out to be a real winner for us.
Four.
The film is really about that. It's about an understanding. And it isn't a complete understanding. It's merely a sort of, in the current state of knowledge, and the knowledge is not just intellectual, it's knowledge of the heart, of who you are and where you came from and how those things add up, and that an acknowledgement of it is can be very powerful, certainly not just for yourself, because if it's only for yourself, really write something down or have a, you know, have a good think about it. But if you believe that there could be something that is powerfully recognizable to other people, then it may be worth sharing that story. And in this case, I thought it was. So inevitably, you go through a very sort of full experience of it, which is often, yes, one of the things I think I've learned to do on this is be very happy about being emotional and, you know, crying a great deal of the time. But often it's to do with recognition and on a profound level, gratitude.
Zero.
Belfast is a city of stories, and particularly at the end of the 1960s, it went through an incredible, tumultuous phase in its history. Very dramatic, sometimes very violent, and I and my family were part of that. And it was always, for me, a story of our time in that city that would come to the surface when thinking about writing something about Ireland, that period in Belfast.
One.
There was always a story about the point in anybody's life, male or female, where there is a sort of crossover into the world of adulthood, where innocence is lost and where new responsibilities, sometimes new worries, are found. And that moment, capturing that moment of crossover, which is, in this case, in Belfast in 1969, was slightly accelerated by the events around us all. In Belfast, there's a very recognizable, intimate, small family group in a threatened, stressful situation with some big life choices. You know, not epic in the grand sense of some sort of historical biopic, but in the lives of the people involved, enormous decisions, titanic, you know, decisions for the families. And people recognized that, I think. There was some sort of connection to the basic sort of family dynamics that were at play. But there was an immense sense of gratitude that we could tell any kind of story. The story is told through the eyes of a 9-10-year-old boy, and this is a 9-10-year-old boy who already was watching a lot of television and a lot of films and starting to filter experience through other imaginative encounters with stories.
Two.
I've been very pleased that lots of people who are in it and people who've seen it since we've been working on it have talked about a sense of authenticity in the way people talk. So I think that center of it, I think, is something that is very literal and accurate. You know, the language of the time, the way people behaved in terms of their leisure time, the extended family sing songs, people out in the parks, you know, the sense that the whole sort of street sort of played and worked together. There are good and bad things about that. Sometimes people knew way too much about what was going on to be comfortable at all times. But if it takes a village to raise a child, this was a great sort of advert for it. So that side of it is all accurate.
Three.
Jude Hill does an excellent job in the film, and who we seem to find at a moment where his talent was ready to both blossom at the same time as Jude himself was in the best possible way ordinarily enjoying himself as a 10-year-old boy. So football for him in the film and on the streets was as important and enjoyable as making the movie. We wanted that. We didn't want somebody who was suddenly decided they were a big movie star. But at the same time, he was very serious, very prepared, very open, very flexible. Somehow you need this curious combination. Could you just be yourself? And also, could you make all these tiny adjustments I'm asking you to do that, you know, might be difficult for an actor with many decades of experience? And in the process of him doing the latter, you don't want to change him from the beautiful original. As always, those who surround him, families and in this case colleagues on the film, become critical. They're critical influences, and in this case they were so wise and compassionate, and he himself is you know, oh, it's kind of older than his years, a quality that is great for the part, and he turned out to be a real winner for us.
Four.
The film is really about that. It's about an understanding. And it isn't a complete understanding. It's merely a sort of, in the current state of knowledge, and the knowledge is not just intellectual, it's knowledge of the heart, of who you are and where you came from and how those things add up, and that an acknowledgement of it is can be very powerful, certainly not just for yourself, because if it's only for yourself, really write something down or have a good think about it. But if you believe that there could be something that is powerfully recognizable to other people, then it may be worth sharing that story. And in this case, I thought it was. So inevitably, you go through a very sort of full experience of it, which is often, yes, one of the things I think I've learned to do on this is be very happy about being emotional and, you know, crying a great deal of the time. But often it's to do with recognition and on a profound level, gratitude.